KF4 10W Mobile.
KF4 in XY.
David, hope you're doing well.
I'm groggy. Hey, I haven't been up long, but I am working on making that second cup of coffee.
Dad, I got about 45 minutes before I can get my second cup.
Clears the old cobwebs out of the old head there a little bit. And just kind of got the TV going on the weather and all that kind of good stuff. I think it's going to be a nicer day today. It's pretty cold, red, dreary, nasty here yesterday.
Right now, it's a repeat of yesterday morning, raining and 48 right now in Greer.
It's still rainy and nasty out there.
Man, a dedicated motorcycle rider just passed me.
I got a nephew like that, and he gets to be my age. You're going to regret it. Every one of his bones is going to hurt.
Broke mine. It was my threshold limit was 25. If it was above 25, I'd ride it.
Yeah, I've never rode one when it broke down when it was that cold. I'll ride it, you know, put on heavy jacket and all that. I'll ride it, you know, down in the 50s or something. But and same thing about I ain't gonna take off from the house with it raining. I might get, you know, if I'm out there and I get caught in it, I'll ride long enough to get back to the house.
Same way, if it's supposed to rain or I know it's raining, I won't ride it. But if I get caught, well, that happens sometimes.
You got a bike or did you get rid of yours?
Mine, it was starting to make my arms hurt. And then where I had to ride was out on the interstate all the time and busy intersections, and I was going to get killed messing on it like that, so I just hung it up.
It makes a difference, you know, where you can ride. You know, I've got a little area out down here in, you know, in the country. I got a, you know, kind of a little certain roads I ride on, and you know, I might go into town every now and then, but no, I haven't done that in a long time with the bike. I don't even ride it to church. And, you know, I usually wouldn't think twice about getting out on a busy road. And the older I get, the more cautious I am with it.
That it's dangerous enough in the car, and let alone being on a bike. You know, I only ever rode mine to work and back. I put about 35,000 miles on it, riding it down there to Piedmont and back from Greer.
It's a lot more mileage than I put on it. There's a friend of mine from church. He said him and his wife used to just get on it and go 100 miles and get a cup of coffee.
I don't think me and my wife have ever just got on it just for a ride. And that, like I said, I was just using it for the gas mileage going back and forth to work.
A little Honda Rebel, man, that thing gets, you know, we get 50, 60 miles a gallon easy. And right now I got it tore down. I'm doing some work on it.
Happy Tuesday, David. I hope you get a great cup there. So, yeah, how are you doing? Happy Tuesday, Ken.
Good over here in Greer, 49.
Steady rain in Calpins up here at 110. And, yeah, at least it's not big drops. It's just kind of a mist.
How was your day yesterday?
A beacon went off.
How was your day yesterday?
Dragging the whole day, but at least I got a full night of sleep last night, so kind of caught up from it.
Yeah.
Marsh this morning. Good morning, fellas. NC9B. KN410.
Okay,
Marsh,
listen,
Leon, W2JKT.
Just having a good day, and hope you had a great day yesterday and a great weekend before that. But, yeah, a little rain up here. It's 44 degrees top of the hill. Coming down. 41 when I left the house. And started to rain again, which is across the state line.
Could be winter time up there for you.
School yesterday saying that their teachers were telling them it was going to snow like Thursday, Friday this week. I'm like, come on, they're just messing with you.
Yeah, snow day! I remember those days. Like it was yesterday. Gosh, time flies, fellas. But yeah, it'll be snowed up here soon enough. My neighbor's, he's got a modular coming in. He's redone the road and everything. And let me tell you, it's a slippery, muddy mess right now.
For when I lived up north as a kid, we didn't have any snow days.
Days in upstate New York, but they were very hard to get. It had to snow at least like 6 or 8 inches before there would even be a delay.
Just had a field day up here at the cattle chute. They've been hitting the barrels. Barrels all over the left lane here. But it's through that now. And can't wait for it to get cold. At least when it freezes, the slippery road turns into solid again.
Frozen ruts, right?
It's over the mud. On the hot man of this today. Gotta go to Decatur.
In the rain, that doesn't sound fun.
So I should bring my raincoat. I think I probably will. Good thing I got it in the truck here with me.
They changed to the winter blend of fuel.
I think they did. Well, the prices keep fluctuating. My diesel got down to $3.15. Now it's back up to $3.29. You can still find it in places for $3.15, but I don't know.
This thing in for an oil change, and then I had to put the little roof rack back on this weekend, and I filled up at Sam's, and man, I can't get my fuel mileage up.
How much a roof rack can harm your economy?
Knock off like 5 miles a gallon.
And if you're getting 40, you know, I had an SUV once. If I put my bike on the roof, I went from 18 miles to the gallon to 13 miles to the gallon.
That's what it is. I'll have to test it out next weekend when I take it back off.
Just ride around if you've got a pickup truck with the tailgate down. Reduces the drag.
And I got worse gas mileage with it down than I did with it up. The best I ever did was when I was hauling a motorcycle in the back.
I got my motorcycle out. I changed the oil and the filter on it over the weekend. And changed the oil and the filter in the wife's car. If I get my truck done, I'll be doing good.
Winterize the camper over the weekend and get the plants in for the cold. Cut the grass. Put this roof rack on.
Filters in my truck this weekend and winterize my camper. At least make sure my camper doesn't have any water in it. But, a few things to do.
Filters in the truck probably a month ago. Maybe a little bit longer. My truck. It tells me when it's time to change oil. It tells me when it's time to change fuel filters.
Okay, mileage or driving habit?
Well, you know, I don't know. Just got an indicator on the dash. It pops up when it's done.
Pops up at 10,000 miles, but if you take it to the dealership, they want to do it every 5,000 miles.
My truck and my wife's car, you can reset it yourself. I was kind of worried about the wife's car the other day. The style of the oil change, and then the service engine light came on. I was like, okay. So I reset the oil life. It killed the engine light. They're like, okay.
Extend the mileage in between oil changes on a hybrid since it doesn't run as much, you know what I mean, per mile. But they still keep it at 5,000 miles.
I've read, and correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, but they, you know, even though they say this new synthetic oil is good for 10,000 miles, they don't think you should run at 10,000. A lot of people do it on 8 or 7.
Synthetic oil is good until it runs out of additives, but, you know, it's not uncommon, you know, especially for a diesel, you know, most oil changes are provoked by the presence of soot. I mean, most oil is still good, but once it gets enough soot in it, you got to change it. But, you know, some of these, you know, I mean, you're familiar with the trucks. You know, they have the bypass oil filter that's, you know, 0.1 micron or something, gets all the soot out. You can run those trucks, you know, 30, 40,000 miles on an oil change as long as you keep the oil clean. So really, it's a matter of keeping the oil clean more than it is, you know, whether the oil is still good or not. You know, it's the dirt that causes it to need to be changed.
Concerns I had, I put, for the first time, I put synthetic in my motorcycle. It's, you know, do the clutch. So you got to be careful with synthetics because a lot of them make your clutch slip. It's so slippery, they'll do that. But this is a synthetic made for wet clutches in motorcycles. So I'm kind of anxious to see how it does. It shifts a whole lot smoother, and the engine runs smoother. So we'll see. I've been to Yamalu 4 for it, but yeah, I'm not a big fan of the prices of the Yamalu NC9B.
WTUJKT. It's still raining here. I'm in Lyman.
I'm coming up on 26.
And again here over at the 290 and 25.
Full drive truck in front of me. You know, and I can see the undercarriage and everything is wet except the rear end of the differential on that. You reckon it's getting warm?
And on the other side of the intersection. What did you say about the truck, Ken?
The drive pickup in front of me, you know, and I was just kind of looking at it. And it, you know, of course, everything underneath it was wet, except for the differential. I took it as it was running hot, and it was just, you know, steaming it off.
But I definitely don't want to be this guy changing a tire on the side of the road right now.
Dangerous thing to do this time of day.
Side tire, too.
Right, at least.
Is where you, that ramp where it comes from 26 to 85 southbound, and there's that car sitting right there.
Oh, the blue one?
Yeah, the one that's been there for a week.
Blue, like, four something.
Because they let it sit there.
Yet.
Yeah, my cruise control to see it and jam on the brakes. Good species of clip, and it, you're talking about lighted wheel wells. This thing's got white lights in the wheel well, white lights all along the back trim. It's just the whole thing's lit up.
That's the car the other night. It had his, you know, they have the, I guess their marker lights or the turn signals and actually mounted in the rear view mirrors on the side of the car. Well, this guy had a pickup truck and he had those lights, the turn signals mounted in the mirrors, and he had changed them out to being bright white. And they were the type that stayed on the whole time. I'm thinking to myself, he's sitting in the driver's seat, did that bright white light sitting there on the left and one on the right. That would drive me nuts.
Have flashing white lights on a car.
Any kind of white light emitting from the rear of your vehicle.
Other drivers that drive around with that blue light in their windshield.
Now with those, I stopped one guy. Said, you can't have a blue light. Hey, it's a, I think it's Lyft. I don't know which one it is, but yeah. Well, apparently they came out with a ruling in our department that said you could only stop them if it was a flashing blue light. So I guess having a full illuminated blue light is not illegal anymore.
That your government is owned by the big corporations.
This wonderful idea, let's get cruise lights. You know, the blue lights that are on the police light bar that stay on 24/7. Let's just advertise the fact that we're desensitizing people to anything blue.
If it's steady, then it's not a police officer, right?
Rhyme or reason, I tell you.
387 here at 290.
I won't be buying fuel there. I pity the person who does. That's on that pilot, too, isn't it?
The TA.
Well, I'm sure the pilot's not far from it. But that's the company that we have to take our trucks to get them fueled up, the pilot. So they say they get a break on the price. I'm thinking, man, I hope they get a heck of a break. Because I wouldn't buy fuel there. They came out with fuel cards for the cruisers, so you could put gas in wherever you were at, and wherever you wanted. And these guys are riding around, they just pick it the highest, they pull the Exxon station, get the most expensive fuel. I'm like, why? I always just go to that gas house and get the cheap stuff and put it in. I wonder if I actually saved the city any money. And C9B.
City of Shelby has its own fueling station, and they just have some fuel distributor come and fill up. They've got one of those big plastic tanks that holds probably 1,000 gallons, and they have just somebody comes and fills that up once a week.
Fellas, idiot in a white car comes across 290. He comes across on the stop sign. Doesn't stop. Doesn't slow down. I mean, he's running like 20 miles an hour. Sees me, locks it up. I lock mine up. Of course, the anti-lock brakes kick. As if he just pulls on like nothing ever happened. Stupid people.
Right there by me, by the angles, I was coming up to it on the side street, and it turned green. I was still 100 feet from it, probably. And then I noticed the car coming down 290, and this lady on her phone, she never even checked up. And I mean, it had been green 10 seconds.
So you can't fix stupid. No wonder we don't have more people dying on the highways.
Distractions you have in a car now that we didn't have when we were growing up.
And out. I'm driving this big old Ram pickup truck. It's got headlights and fog lights and parking lights. And I'm running 45 in a 45. And he just pulls out like I'm non-existent, I guess.
This morning there on 290 with a guy in a BMW motorcycle.
Lines don't mean anything anymore. And you're right, kid. When you're pulling off a traffic light, you need to look. But just because your light turns green, don't pull right out. Look left and look right. Make sure there's nothing coming. Nothing that's going to hit you or interfere with you getting across the entire intersection. How long your light's been green?
Yeah, roger that. That's all one night. They don't wait empty. Two lanes dead stop for the red light, and then somebody in the middle lane blew right through it.
COVID, I think they put out a do not enforce order or something.
EFW.
KT, yeah, they were enforcing plenty of stuff during COVID, but it was all stupid stuff.
Without a mask on.
Driving in your car by yourself with a mask on.
Madison Police Department couldn't be bothered to do anything about all the burglaries and stuff that happened when the students weren't here, but they sure as shit had officers posted up at the Clemson Experimental Forest parking lot 24/7 to make sure nobody went hiking during COVID.
Trees.
Ham shack up there during COVID either. Yes, only about 10 people have keys to it, and they put a damn padlock on the fence. So you couldn't even get into the building.
Walmart only let so many people in, and you had to stand outside and wait.
Walmart store is a petri dish anyway. A Walmart store, unless I absolutely have to. I mean, you can just feel the disease in that place.
Or tractor trailers. I mean, these things have, you know, driven hours and hours on end. People living in them. And the first thing you do when you get in one, you want to sanitize the whole darn thing, and you know that ain't getting off.
A different truck every time or something, don't you?
got a one truck that I've been driving on a regular basis now, and that's what I'll be driving today. That's me and one of the dispatchers that we should kind of share it. It's actually a spare truck, but predominantly I've been driving that one, and we keep it pretty clean. But yeah, there for a while there, I was hopping trucks pretty regular.
All bomb and those things before you get in.
Steering wheel, shifter, I mean, I have all that stuff. Push buttons, radio, you know, spread the seats, all 9 yards.
I mean, you actually have a gear shift in that thing?
Drive somehow.
Like a 12-speed.
Companies don't want you driving those anymore. They're dangerous.
Dangerous for how many years?
About it, corporate got involved. The insurance rates, if you get rid of these manual shift trucks, they're too distracting.
Its console screen isn't distracting, right?
The TV viewer and the driver's view.
They got now where it's got, instead of side mirrors, it's just got cameras and the mirrors mount. It's just a screen on the inside of the window.
She's fancy.
Because the camera goes out and then I can't see nothing.
Here, you're out of service.
You got one of them signs on the back of the trailer that says, if you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you. And the truck don't even have mirrors.
Please, they took your rearview mirror out of the inside of the truck. It'll have, you won't find a tractor trailer that's got an inside rearview mirror. Okay, what the brake air hoses are doing back there.
Rearview mirror so you can hang an air freshener on it.
Freshener's, you know the little pine tree? The old job, he used to call those drug indicators. If you had those hanging from your mirror, it was indicating you were transporting illegal substances. Because they're trying to cover up the smell. Well, the dispatcher apparently decided to go out and buy one and hang it in the tractor trailer just dangling there. I'm like, nope. Park it. Then I'm done, I'll pull it back out. But it's not dangling when I'm driving.
I always thought that was a little bit of a ludicrous interpretation of that, though.
People's got like 14 of them little pine trees hanging. Yeah, that's an indicator.
I mean, yeah, if there are 14 of them, but if somebody just bought one at the Quick Trip and stuck it in there and if it's a single one hanging, I don't see how you could make that leap. But 14 of them, for sure, they're definitely trying to cover something up.
I had to go to town yesterday. Ooh, boy, you're talking about the burnt weed smell. Somebody, I don't know, is in front of us? The best bit in front of us. It was pungent, let me tell you.
When the car in front of me, somebody's smoking in it because it wafts out and it comes in through my AC, and I can definitely smell it because I'm very sensitive to it. And I have definitely smelled some ganja on the highway coming from some cars.
Camping for the year?
Vaccinated.
Oh, well.
I guess we were talking too much and didn't leave enough space.
Oh, well. How far down 85 you make it?
Augusta Road right now.
Away shortly. I'm almost to work, so I'm actually crossing over 14.
Pickup truck that has purple headlights.
Added any lights, I'd want to add to my puddle lights in my mirror. You know, you get those little puddle lights that come on. I like to have some along the bottom running boards. Illuminate your step as you're walking.
I actually like them a lot.
What's about this truck is it's got the it's a LED light above the console that kind of focuses right on the console. It doesn't bother you. It's not bright enough to bother you, but you can still see what's in the console, what you need to, you know, if you need to grab something or whatever. So it's really, it's subdued. But enough illumination to see what you're doing. I really like that light. It's a good idea.
Okay, yeah, my pickup truck's got that too. It's I didn't even notice it when I first bought it, It was a few months before I was driving at night. I'm like, hey, how come I can see everything in the console? And I look up there, and there's this little LED in the overhead just pointing down at the console, really dim, but just enough to be able to see.
Yeah, we kind of wish they'd put them on the floorboard, too. I'm all, here at work. I'm on with you, Eric. Have a great day. Thanks for the ride in, and you see, kid, you can apologize to him for me. 73, take care, stay dry, and work well in C9B.
Have a great day and be safe and enjoy that ride to Atlanta. Be sure to grab a chili dog at the Varsity if you get a chance, and we'll check you later. This is WTUJKT73.
For GFW, I'm back.
Hey, what happened to you?
For a biscuit.
Thought you were talking too much and not leaving enough space there.
On and then had the meters all pegged out.
I'm familiar with that. There's a, you know, wherever I go to get a biscuit, that's definitely a lot of RFI. About that.
Drive throughs, you know, you just drive in, drive out, but there's about four or five cars in front of me that time.
I dated while you were in there, but I'm still here for a bit. I'm just going through easily now.
I can't believe you made it that far down there without having some kind of incident in the rain.
Today I made it all the way down with no incident, too, so I'll take it. I mean, tomorrow I'm working from home, thank goodness, because there's going to be another gully washer tomorrow. But sun should come back out on Thursday and Friday this week.
Yeah, don't forget, I won't be on the radio on Thursday and Friday. I won't be back until Monday.
I mean, I'm in the office Thursday, but, you know, Wednesday and Friday I work from home, so I'll just catch you next week after today, then. OTEF radio a little bit on the way home yesterday, and I think there is quite a bit of noise from the EV. There's like this pulsating noise that happens every so often. I don't know if it's the heater module or something like that, but it definitely followed me all the way home. And I don't know if it was coming from the car, but I just kind of suspected it. And I was trying to talk to a buddy of mine down in Tampa. And just couldn't make it on 20. We tried on 40. We tried. My system won't tune up on 10 for some reason, but I probably need a better ground for the antenna. But, yeah, we just couldn't make it work yesterday. But who knows? We'll see. I might try again today.
Jeff, you leave the... You cut the squelch back, or you leave it all the way open so you can hear everything?
I leave it open.
Seems like all the static sound would be driving you crazy while you were riding, but I guess once you make contact, you can cut back.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me to hear the white noise. I'm fine with it. Fires when I get to the office. It's been getting cold.
Flying up the other day, and that I was getting a low pressure light, so I had to fill them all back up. And then I checked Seasons, and Seasons was fine. But she keeps hers in the garage.
At the front, the 34 in the rear, they're supposed to be a 37.
For 33. Yeah, I don't know. Once in a while, we get skipped from another frequency or another station.
Anthem is definitely going to create some opportunities for that.
It's been the last couple of days. I hadn't heard him.
Better.
He's been sleeping in.
What?
By 6, if I sleep in, that's 2 hours. Don't let me get by with it much longer than that.
If I can make it till 6 a.m. on weekends, but I got to get up and feed dogs and let dogs out and... You know, the kids are up by then to watch TV and play games, so I gotta feed them something, you know, like the stuff gets going around 6 o'clock and there's just no way to sleep in past that.
Well, I've made it here between the lines. So I'm gonna say 7-3. You have a good rest of your day and a good week and that, and I guess I'll catch you back here on Monday, KN4 TFW.
Hey, and be safe and have a great rest of your week and a good weekend this weekend. We'll catch you on Monday. This is W2JKT73.